Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including Elon Musk's xAI unveils Grok 2 models, AI healthcare bots' security flaws explained, artists win copyright case against AI generators, and Google Gemini's live demo challenges Apple. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're diving deep into the world of AI, where the competition is hotter than a neural network during training and the ethical questions are multiplying faster than a recursive algorithm. So grab your favorite beverage, folks, because we're about to ignite some serious AI discussions. Our top story today is all about Elon Musk's xAI and their new Grok 2 models. Now, I know what you're thinking, another AI model named after a sci-fi reference. What's next? An AI assistant called HAL 9001, this time it's personal. But hold on to your neural networks, folks, because Grok 2 and its mini-me version are outperforming heavyweights like Claude 3.5 and GPT-4 Turbo in chat, coding, and reasoning tasks. The secret sauce? It's been trained on X, formerly known as Twitter. Yes, that digital coliseum of hot takes and cat memes might actually be giving Grok 2 an edge. Now, as someone who's spent far too much time on social media, I have to wonder, what kind of personality are we creating here? On one hand, Grok 2 might develop a more natural, casual tone that could make interactions feel less robotic. It might even pick up on current slang and cultural references, making it the AI equivalent of that cool teacher who quotes memes in class. But here's where it gets dicey. X isn't exactly known for its balanced, nuanced discussions. There's a real risk that Grok 2 could pick up some not-so-great habits. Imagine an AI that's as snarky as your average Twitter reply guy, or one that's been inadvertently trained on conspiracy theories. We could end up with an AI that's less helpful assistant, and more, that uncle you avoid at Thanksgiving. And let's not forget about the potential for bias. Social media platforms are notorious for creating echo chambers. If Grok 2 is primarily learning from certain communities or viewpoints, we might end up with an AI that has a skewed understanding of the world. It'd be like learning about nutrition exclusively from commercials. Suddenly, everything's part of a balanced breakfast. Speaking of digital indigestion, let's talk about the recent security flaw in Microsoft's Azure Health bot service. Researchers found a way to bypass safeguards and access private data. It's about as reassuring as finding out your doctor's been sharing your medical history via carrier pigeon. This breach is a stark reminder that as we race to make AI smarter, we can't forget the basics of cybersecurity. We're so focused on teaching our AI to diagnose rare diseases that we forgot to teach it the importance of locking the filing cabinet. In my opinion, companies need to start thinking about security from day one of AI development. It's not enough to slap on some firewalls after the fact and call it a day. We need continuous monitoring, strict access controls, and adherence to regulations like HIPAA. Because let's face it, in the world of healthcare data, oops is not an acceptable excuse. Imagine a world where your AI health assistant knows everything about you, from your genetic predispositions to your secret ice cream binges. Now imagine that data falling into the wrong hands. Suddenly, your insurance premiums skyrocket because an algorithm decided you're a high risk, or worse, your data is sold to the highest bidder. Next thing you know, you're getting targeted ads for miracle cures before you even know you're sick. Moving on to the art world, where things are getting as messy as a toddler with finger paints. Artists have won a major victory in a copyright case against AI art generators. Turns out, AI can't just scrape billions of images from the internet and call it inspiration, who knew? Well, apparently not the companies behind tools like Stable Diffusion. Now, I've had some fascinating conversations with folks in the Hollywood film industry about AI, and the sentiment seems to be a mix of caution and excitement. They're seeing potential uses in pre- and post-production that don't touch copyright laws, which is where we'll likely see the quickest impact. But here's the thing, AI in creative industries isn't going away. Trying to stop it would be like King Canute commanding the tide to turn back. We're going to need to figure out a way for AI and human creativity to coexist, preferably without lawyers involved. This raises some mind-bending questions. Can an AI truly be creative, or is it just really good at remixing existing ideas? If an AI creates a masterpiece, who owns it? The programmer? The company that made the AI? The AI itself? And if we start giving AIs credit for their creations, are we one step closer to the robot apocalypse? I'm joking, mostly. Now, let's talk about the tech giant's AI showdown. Google just flexed its AI muscles with a live demo of Gemini, their advanced AI assistant, during the Pixel phone launch. Meanwhile, Apple is playing it cool, keeping their AI offerings mostly under wraps. But you know what? Apple's slow and steady approach might not be such a bad idea. With the level of consumer trust they've built, it's crucial for them to get this right. After all, for billions of people, their first real interaction with AI might be through an Apple product. That's a lot of pressure to not mess up. We're watching a high-stakes game of AI poker. Google's going all in, showing off their hand with flashy demos and bold claims. Apple, on the other hand, is sitting back, sunglasses on, keeping their cards close to their chest. And let's not forget about the wild card at the table, our friend Elon and his Grok 2. The tension is so thick, you could cut it with a neural network. But here's the thing, this isn't just about who can create the smartest AI, it's about who can create the most useful, the most trustworthy, and dare I say it, the most human AI. Because at the end of the day, these AIs are going to be our digital assistants, our creative partners, maybe even our friends. Is it weird that I'm already planning movie nights with my future AI buddy? Hey Siri, cue up Ex Machina and order us some popcorn. In other news, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority has launched a generative AI sandbox for banks. They're giving the finance world a big AI playground, complete with safety mats and supervisors. It's like fintech kindergarten, but with more zeros in the budget. This could lead to some pretty cool advancements in personal banking. Imagine an AI that could analyze your spending habits and offer tailored financial advice, or one that could approve loans in minutes instead of days. You'd have a financial advisor who never sleeps, never takes a lunch break, and never judges you for that impulse purchase at 2 a.m. No, AI, I don't need another novelty waffle maker, but thanks for asking. But let's not get too excited. There are risks to consider. With AI accessing our financial data, we need to be extra vigilant about privacy and security. There's also the risk of algorithmic bias. We don't want an AI deciding who gets a loan based on some skewed data set. And let's not forget the human element. Sometimes you need a person, not an algorithm, to understand why you really need that third streaming service subscription. The key will be finding the right balance between innovation and regulation. We want AI that can make our financial lives easier, but not at the cost of our privacy or financial security. It's a tightrope walk, but if we get it right, we could be looking at a future where managing your money is easier than remembering all your streaming service passwords. Finally, let's zoom out and look at the global AI race. Countries are competing to lead in AI technology like it's the space race all over again, but with more algorithms and fewer rockets. I half expect to see a nation plant its flag on a particularly impressive neural network. I asked ChatGPT to pick a dark horse in this race, and it chose Israel. With its strong tech ecosystem and culture of innovation, Israel could indeed surprise us all. But regardless of who wins this race, one thing's for sure, the implications will be felt worldwide. This isn't just about bragging rights or economic advantages. The country that leads in AI could shape the future of everything, from healthcare to warfare. We're playing a high-stakes game of chess, but the pieces are supercomputers, and the board is the entire globe. But here's the thing. Maybe we're thinking about this all wrong. AI isn't a zero-sum game. Advancements in one country can benefit the entire world. Maybe instead of a race, we should be thinking of it as a global collaborative effort. After all, the challenges we're facing, climate change, disease, poverty, these are problems that affect all of us. And AI might just be the tool we need to solve them. Of course, that's probably a bit too optimistic. In reality, we're likely to see a mix of competition and cooperation. It'll be like a weird dance, part tango, part wrestling match, with a dash of synchronized swimming thrown in for good measure. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with a challenge. This week, try using an AI writing assistant for a day. Notice how it changes your workflow and share your experiences in our Firebrain AI community. Who knows? You might discover you're already living in the future, or that you still prefer the good old human brain. Remember, in the world of AI, the future isn't just coming, it's already here, probably trying to figure out why humans find cat videos so entertaining. Until next time, this is Joe, signing off and heading off to have a philosophical debate with my toaster. Stay curious, stay informed, and don't forget to update your privacy settings. And hey, if you're feeling overwhelmed by all this AI talk, just remember, even if AI becomes smarter than us, it still can't experience the joy of a good cup of coffee or the satisfaction of finally finding that matching sock. So let's embrace our human quirks and enjoy the ride as we navigate this brave new world of artificial intelligence. Who knows? Maybe in a few years, I'll be co-hosting this show with an AI version of myself, but until then, keep those human brains sharp, your sense of humor handy, and your eyes on the ever-evolving world of AI. This is Joe, your mostly human host, actually, mostly AI host, signing off from the Daily Ember. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.